Hurricane Wilma has officially made landfall on the southwest coast of Florida. The eye of Hurricane Wilma has moved ashore at Cape Romano, Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The Category 3 storm is moving fast, with winds up to 120 miles per hour, and it's likely to affect Collier County the hardest. That's where NPR's Luke Burbank is right now. And Luke, what's happening where you are?
Well, the interesting thing, Renee, is that as the dawn usually breaks, it gets more light. But as the storm has moved in, it's almost worked in reverse of that. Things seem to be getting darker here. It's very wet and windy. I was outside a little while ago, and I can only liken it to standing upside down with a shower running. The water sort of coming up from the ground and from the side, and it's pretty disorienting and pretty powerful to be out there. There's a lot of power out in the region already. Our hotel has been without power for a couple of hours already now. Now here, Collier County is kind of a mix of a couple of big cities, well, relatively big cities like Naples that have about 20,000 people, and then a lot of people in sort of rural areas. A lot of them are in trailers, and a lot of them are very close to sea level. So that's a pretty big reason for concern.
And what are emergency officials most worried about?
Well, it's storm surge, which is that sort of wall of water that a lot of us have become familiar with during this hurricane season that comes in as the storm pushes in. People who are directly on the eye of the storm and people who are a little to the south of it are in the most danger of that. People to the north will still get some amount of storm surge, but it will be considerably less so. And in our hotel, in fact, we ran into a family who had just finished building their house earlier this month, and they said they love the house. The problem, it's only 4 feet above sea level, so they're here staying in the hotel. I think a lot of people are in that same predicament.
And basically, what has been done to prepare?
Talking to emergency officials last night in Collier County, they said an odd silver lining of the recent problems with Rita and Katrina has been that people here are taking this hurricane very seriously. They have about 6,500 people in shelters. They had a lot of shelters that were full last night. They were opening new ones. That's about twice the amount of people who decided to go to shelter, as did during Hurricane Charlie, which was a big one that came through last year. So they said people are taking this storm seriously. They've seen just how bad it can be, and they're not taking any chances.
Well, as you just said, there are a lot of mobile homes in that area, and over the weekend you spent some time with those residents. Are they all planning to leave?
Well, I talked to a number of people who are in mobile homes, some of them in mobile homes that FEMA is actually paying for, some of them just in standard mobile homes, and a lot of them are staying, and not because they particularly want to, but a lot of them just lost almost everything they had, and they said to me, you know, what little we have left after last year is in this trailer, and so even though it's not the greatest plan, we're just going to try to find the safest corner and hunker down. That's a word you're hearing a lot around here, hunker down.
Well, trailers, of course, would seem kind of flimsy.
Yeah, and then the people who are going to be trying to ride it out are fully aware of that. But I guess you got to do what you got to do sometimes. At least that's what people were telling me.
Luke, thanks very much. NPR's Luke Burbank speaking to us from Collier County on the southwest coast of Florida, where Hurricane Wilma has already made landfall.